What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Claudia and this is Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, a lot of us worry about how powerful the big tech platforms have become, what Facebook, Google, Amazon and the rest can do with our data and to our privacy, whether their financial muscles have just got too big. Sorting out how the world deals with big tech is one of the big challenges out there. And because most of the companies involved are American, it really matters what the US does. So let me introduce you to the woman President Joe Biden has just chosen to wrestle with this problem. She's an academic prodigy and she's just 32 years old.
We're living in a moment of extreme concentration and extreme monopolization, but the current laws and the legal frameworks that we have in place have made us entirely blind to seeing that monopoly power for what it is.
That's Lena Khan. She's a law professor at Columbia University, and on Tuesday, she was appointed to chair the Federal Trade Commission by Joe Biden.
A source tells us that the White House plans to tap Lena Khan as chairwoman of the Federal Trade Commission.
The Federal Trade Commission is supposed to protect consumers from what it calls deceptive and fraudulent practices. But, and this is important, it's also meant to regulate businesses to stop them becoming giant monopolies. And that's why so many people in the tech industry are riled up by Lena Khan's appointment. She's a huge and fierce critic of big tech. She made her name after she wrote a blistering critique of Amazon in an academic paper that sent shockwaves all the way to Washington. So Joe Biden's decision to appoint her is the clearest sign yet that his administration is not planning to let these corporations off the hook. But is her appointment just a warning to big tech, or is it going to be the start of some serious change? Lena Khan was born in London to Pakistani parents. They moved to the US when she was 11 years old. And by 2010, she'd graduated from college and she was headed to Washington to begin her journey to become the biggest thorn in the side of big tech. She worked at a think tank and ended up concentrating on monopolies, or what's sometimes called antitrust legislation. It's a relatively obscure branch of the law, but it really piqued Lena Khan's interest. So she took the plunge. She left Washington and went to Yale Law School. And it was there that she became something of a celebrity. Well, as much of a celebrity as you can be in the world of antitrust law. In 2017, she wrote a research paper titled Amazon's Antitrust Paradox in the Yale Law Journal, and it went viral. In the paper, she argued that Amazon is an anti-competitive monopoly and that current antitrust laws are simply not equipped to properly police it.
But in addition to serving as infrastructure for other businesses, Amazon and Google are integrated in all these other lines, and that puts them in direct competition with the companies relying on their infrastructure. And I think that creates a core conflict of interest, is raising a bunch of anti-competitive concerns.
I know it doesn't sound that exciting, but it set the antitrust world on fire. The paper got 146,255 hits, which is pretty unprecedented. So how does Lena Khan plan to break up big tech?
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
First things first, when people talk about monopolies or monopoly power, what do they actually mean? Well, let's say a company controls more than 25% of a particular market, or gets close to that figure. Then the authorities think it might be turning into a monopoly, and that's when they start to get interested. Traditionally, the problem people worried about was that if a company got that much power, it could start to increase prices, so consumers would get ripped off. But there's an odd thing about big tech. Mostly, those companies aren't accused of bumping up prices. If you think of somewhere like Amazon, it's generally super cheap.
And Amazon was a really interesting example because consumers love Amazon. I think it's like the first or second most beloved institution in America, according to a survey
last year.
Stuff is
cheap, right? You want a light bulb?
Stuff is cheap.
But size can still be a problem. Lena Kahn's argument is that once big tech companies get big enough, they can throw their weight around and destabilize all kinds of industries. In effect, she says, they can rule over people and businesses a bit like a government.
A lot of the small businesses that are dependent on Amazon are terrified. I mean, you know, in many instances, Amazon is not only serving as a platform for them, but it's also competing with them.
Lena Kahn argues that big technology companies have been hurting suppliers and competitors with a range of, to put it generously, questionable practices. Things like prioritizing their own brand businesses ahead of other companies on their platform. Here's an example. In 2019, Apple was found to be prioritizing its own apps on its App Store. The New York Times did some analysis which showed that sometimes, if you searched, the first 14 apps you'd see belonged to Apple. Then you'd get to see the ones which belonged to their rivals. And the App Store, well, it generates over $50 billion in revenue. So that's a lot of money going into Apple's pocket. And they're not alone.
What Google has done is illegal under EU antitrust rules.
Google was fined $2.7 billion by the EU for supposedly manipulating search results and breaking antitrust laws. These companies don't just tip the scales in their own favour. They're so big they can blow the competition out the water. That's what Lena Kahn has got her eye on. Lena Kahn is not alone in this crusade. Just a week ago, the US Congress proposed a new wave of laws to clip the wings of big tech. And it's not a party political issue. Republicans and Democrats both worry about it.
Just got a copy of a memo that GOP lawmakers are circulating on potential options for reining in big tech companies after they held that hearing with the CEOs of Facebook.
And it's become a bit run-of-the-mill for former execs from these big tech firms to come out and chastise their old colleagues.
This is me back in my college days. And this is my roommate, Mark. Together, we founded Facebook in 2004. Now, 15 years later, I think Facebook has grown too big and too powerful.
But none of this means it's going to be smooth sailing. Lena has many critics. Some of them say she should be impartial, but she's coming in with an agenda. And they're not wrong. And with such a lot at stake, the companies themselves are likely to fight in the courts as well as lobbying politicians. So this is all still an uphill battle for Lena Kahn. It's unclear how much she can rein in big tech. But if nothing else, her appointment sends a big signal. It could be a significant turning point in the way the government sees the tech industry and the role it plays in society. The largely hands-off approach from previous administrations that looked at Silicon Valley with starry-eyed wonder, that era seems to be over. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Nimmo, Imizav and Ella at Tortoise Media. Our promise to you is to make sense of the world through one story every day. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written by Nimmo Omer and produced by me, Claudia Williams.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis, from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.